Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Our mystery today isn't located by known points on a map. It's a vicious killer, not known by victim count, but still known by legend and myth. Ships and planes and all the passengers enter and never come out. Or they pass with no event. Do you dare enter the Bermuda Triangle? Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. The Bermuda Triangle is a set of three points, mostly agreed to be the eastern coast of Florida, the northern side of Puerto Rico, and the southern side of Bermuda. Many ships and planes have traveled through the triangle without any issue over the years, but over 50 ships and 20 planes have been documented as entering the famed triangle and then going missing, never to be seen again. One of the most notable disappearances was Flight 19 out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Around 2 p.m. on December 5, 1945, a routine training flight began. They were supposed to fly from the Florida coast, conduct a training bombing run, then fly out over the Bahamas, then back to Fort Lauderdale. Everything, including the bombing training, went well until about 3:45 p.m. when Lieutenant Charles C. Taylor, the flight's leader, radioed into the base.
Cannot see land. We seem to be off course.
Of course, the base asked him his position and tried to find his location, but Taylor repeated,
"We cannot be sure where we are. Repeat, cannot see land."
This was already strange. Taylor had at least 2,500 hours of flight logged, had flown in World War II, and was well known to be a great pilot and navigator. Contact was lost, and 10 minutes later, someone else on the plane told the tower,
"We can't find west. Everything is wrong. We can't be sure of any direction. Everything looks strange, even the ocean."
This same new contact was able to get a final message through to the tower about 20 minutes later.
"We can't tell where we are. Everything is... can't make out anything. We think we may be about 225 miles northeast of base. It looks like we are entering whitewater. We are completely lost."
And so, Fort Lauderdale sent out rescue to Flight 19's last known position. But one of the boats they sent out also went missing. Right when it pinged at Flight 19's last known location, the crew were able to radio to the tower once and then were never heard from again. Search crews looked for wreckage of the flight and the boat, but nothing was ever found. A total of 27 people were lost.
About time you do the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how to do it for a hot minute, and then I finally just decided, screw it, I'm going to figure it out. Because I've literally had this on my list since we started the podcast.
The original, when we started, we had like, I think it was like 10 things. It was about 10 things total of episodes that we wanted to do.
It was something like that, yeah.
And I think we've only actually done 3 of them.
It was something like that. I know one of mine was Caitlin Aikens. I at least did that one. And Bryce Lesbisa. I did that one.
We did Roanoke Island, our first episode.
Yeah. So at least I did most of mine. I don't remember what the fourth one even was.
I don't know. I got the list somewhere. But anyways, Bermuda Triangle was one of them. It's a really good story. Flight 19 is really interesting. Honestly, we probably could have made a whole episode just about Flight 19.
I thought about that as I was doing it. And then I was like, I'll just include it in this.
Yeah, I did too at one point because it really is a fascinating story. I think this first one that you've done that I'm actually going to enjoy, minus the dream one.
I still don't understand why people enjoy that episode. It was so bad.
Our most popular episode by far is Jordan's episode about dreams that made no sense. Now, for anybody who listens to the podcast understands that a lot of times I try to keep Jordan on topic and try to like keep the direction going in a forward momentum.
There was none of that in that episode.
I tried.
Zero of that happened.
I tried my best. By about 2 minutes into the podcast, I was lost.
Typically, Matt follows my ADHD pretty well, but I don't think my ADHD could even follow my own ADHD on that one. And it was just rampant and it was terrible. And I don't know where I was going. Matt didn't know where I was going with things. And it was just terrible, but we released it anyway. And for whatever reason, you guys love that episode.
By far, our most popular episode out of everything.
It was terrible.
We changed podcast providers after it. Then, yeah, before we did, it had at least almost all the other episodes like combined didn't even match what this one had. It was way further than any other one.
It was hilarious.
Good to know that you guys like the weird ones that don't make sense.
We got plenty of those, but that one will top it, let me tell you.
I don't think we could do that one again, even if we tried.
No. Another well-known story of the Bermuda Triangle is the Ellen Austin. The Ellen Austin was a ship heading from London to New York in 1881. For 2 days, they saw a smaller ship sailing next to them, but the ship wouldn't respond to any contact. The captain could see the boat was still in good shape and had cargo, so he decided to have some of his crew board it and see exactly what was going on with the ship. When the crew boarded it, they found it completely abandoned, but perfectly fine to sail, with cargo still on board just as the captain had expected. So the captain thought it best to have some of his crew man it and sail it back to New York. But that did not go quite as planned. After sailing for a day, a storm hit, separated both the ships, and the captain lost the smaller vessel for 2 full days. When he found it, it was found in exactly the same manner it was originally found in, no crew at all, including his. After this fate, he decided to leave the ship and continue their journey, and made it safely back home to New York without the extra ship.
This one I actually never heard of before, and I have so many questions.
I like questions.
Okay, so you got a ship that magically disappears people. Why the heck would you leave it in the middle of the ocean?
Because he didn't want it to magically disappear more of his crew.
You already lost a few crew. You can lose a few more.
He had to man his own ship. He didn't want to lose more of them.
Obviously, they had extras where they could send on that ship to sail it back. So maybe they still had extras. Or they could have towed it. That's one of those things where you would want to bring it back just to study it. Is it the ship causing it? Or is it, you know, something Bermuda Triangle? Just as someone that is curious about a lot of stuff. I don't think I could just leave that ship there.
I feel that, but this was in 1881, and I feel like they were superstitious, and they were just like, nope, not going to touch that. Just going to leave it there.
I 100% would be on that ship, and I'd find out what happened.
I know that you would, but I feel like back then they were like, no. Nope, just gonna leave that there. Thanks.
Oh, I no doubt in my mind I would be on that ship just to see what happens.
Yeah, see, that's where you would have been. I would have been the captain, and I would have been like, that thing has something wrong with it. We're not going to touch it.
No, I would have just pressured you into joining with me, and we'd investigate it.
Yeah, then we'd probably die.
Or we would figure out the biggest mystery of the world.
Or we'd die.
Yeah, there's that. You only live once, though.
And die.
But how cool would that be to die like that, though?
I have other things to live for, Matthew.
That'd be an awesome way to die, actually. I don't know how they actually died, so...
Technically, to be fair, we don't know that they technically died. They just disappeared.
Yeah, so they could still be alive in Atlantis.
Yeah, you don't know. They could be all sorts of things.
But yeah, I'm actually impressed. You actually taught me something that I didn't know. Because I don't think I ever heard this story.
I purposefully tried to find a fairly well-known story, but that wasn't crazy well-known.
I'll have to bring the grading system back.
That's terrifying.
I'll give you an E.
You know what? That's better than a Z, so I will take it.
An E for effort.
You know what? That's, like I said, it's better than a Z. I will take it. So what exactly is it that makes the Bermuda Triangle so dangerous? It's 500,000 square miles, and technically is no more dangerous than any other part of the ocean. But there are still some theories. We know for sure that compasses have issues in the Bermuda Triangle because magnetic compasses will point to true north instead of magnetic north, which can lead people off course. Most navigators are aware of this and have trained for how to navigate with the difference. But if you forget, or if you get disoriented, I imagine it's very easy to get lost.
I don't like that theory.
I don't love this theory either because people train for this, and there's so many other places within the world that also have this same magnetic phenomenon. And as far as we're aware, this doesn't really happen in those places.
Yeah, when we did the ghost hunting, we felt the same thing at the Sally House. There was just something that felt off. I think there is something about the Bermuda Triangle, maybe not statistically or anything like that. It obviously has a history. The Bermuda Triangle has a reputation, and I don't think that came out of nowhere. It had to have come from somewhere. Is it that a lot of people disappear? Obviously not, because we know the statistics, and it could be off because a lot of it happened before we kept the greatest records, and there's a lot of countries that probably won't report it, even if it did happen. So, yeah, you got to take into account that the reporting is probably off some factor. So what caused people to believe that the Bermuda Triangle has some kind of special power or is more dangerous than other places? And I think it's got to be some kind of feeling that they have when they're going through it.
You would think so. And it's like you said, when we were at the Sally House, there was this, and I don't want to spoil anything for everybody, there's this horribly unsettling feeling. And it was so much worse when you're upstairs. It was so much worse. And I can't even explain it. You just felt uneasy and unsettled, like you were not supposed to be there and you were supposed to leave.
Obviously, something is happening in the Bermuda Triangle. Otherwise, we won't be talking about it right now. The only thing that makes sense to me is that they have a bad feeling or that something feels off when they go through it. Because people can sense when the stuff is off. It's just if they listen to that or not. Some people ignore it. Some people don't. There's got to be a reason why we're talking about this right now.
You would think so.
So just getting confused, I mean, sure, but why is it just there? Because you would think it would happen in other places in the world, not just this one area. Granted, Bermuda Triangle is like the whole shipping lane. There's a lot of traffic that goes through there. It still just doesn't make sense. Why?
Don't know, but I got more theories.
Well, you haven't answered my question yet.
I'm not answering any question. No more questions.
Okay, this isn't an interrogation yet.
It will be. Theory number two. You're going to like this one. Atlantis was built in the Bermuda Triangle and still has technology on the seafloor that affects modern-day navigational tools. This one I don't believe, mostly because on my episode on Atlantis, if it was real, I don't believe it was anywhere near the Bermuda Triangle. And I personally have a hard time believing they would have any technology that would withstand going through the ocean and being able to go all the way up to affect aircraft.
So I'll be 100% honest. Like, I had sworn, and Jordan can attest to this because we had an argument about it, that we had done the Bermuda Triangle before.
Listen, Matt literally has told me like 45 times. I was like, I'm going to do an episode on the Bermuda Triangle. We already did that. No, we didn't.
So what had happened was I got confused about Atlantis because I think we talked about the Bermuda Triangle slightly in that episode.
I think we did, just a little bit.
I think that's why I remembered it as the Bermuda Triangle. But anyways.
You kept insisting over and over. I was like, no, we didn't.
I will be 100% honest. I don't remember half the episode that I've done. I always run into that problem when I'm trying to decide on a new episode. I have to go through every single podcast to make sure that I haven't done it before.
Wait, did I do that? No. Okay.
Yeah, there was another episode I was going to do today that I can't remember if I'd done it before. I like Atlantis. I think I said that when we did the episode. The story of Atlantis, the idea of Atlantis, all that. Now, could they have technology that could affect that? They're a civilization that lives under the sea, so anything's possible. Look at the story of Atlantis. Even before they disappeared, they had high tech. They were very much more advanced than anybody else. So it's not really unbelievable to think that they would have some kind of technology that could disrupt boats and ships and planes.
I just don't see it.
To me, it makes more sense than the people getting confused.
Yes, but also at the same time, with all the research that I did on Atlantis, and I actually remember most of it, nothing says it would be anywhere near those locations.
But we got to be objective here, and ultimately, we don't know where Atlantis would be.
It's even real, because technically Atlantis was technically made up.
A lot of these mythology stories are based on historical events and places and stuff.
And yes, we did talk about that in my Atlantis episode as well, because I also believed that it was probably based upon something real.
Now, Atlantis itself, I think, probably did exist. And I think we talked about this. I honestly can't remember. But
yeah, we did. We talked about that.
I do think it existed at one point. I don't necessarily think it exists anymore. But with that said, I think hypothetically, if Atlantis does still exist, the level of advancement that they would have to be at to survive for all this time undetected would be, that would be like comparing our level technology to Neanderthals.
Yeah, 100%. We'd be over here like, we made fire.
Which Jordan says that every time she sits at a computer.
I mean, it's not my fault that computers hate me and catch on fire. Sorry.
Yeah. If any computer manufacturer wants to do a durability test on their computers, just send them to us.
I volunteer as tribute.
We'll even attach a Jordan Prayer sticker. So hypothetically, if it does exist, I think it's very strong possibility that they would have some form of technology that could disrupt ships and planes. And maybe it's because they get too close to where they live at and they don't want people to find them.
Maybe it's accidental.
Yeah, maybe they just get too close to the home and they see something that they shouldn't. I think this theory is a lot more plausible than the just getting confused thing. So I'll give this one E+.
Theory number 3, rogue waves. This one to me makes some sense. Because of the way storms hit this particular location in the ocean, it is susceptible to rogue waves that can be up to 100 feet tall. This makes sense for the boats, but this doesn't make a lot of sense for the aircraft, especially considering some of them went missing in clear skies.
This one's dumb. Like you said, it would make sense for the ships, but unless it's like 33,000 feet tall.
Exactly. There's not going to be a plane that's going to be flying that close to the freaking ocean.
And if they are, I've got more questions.
Amen. Like, they're already going to crash at that point.
If it was just boats that disappeared, it would make more sense to me. Now, going back to the last theory, though, what if Atlantis has a wave machine that takes care of the boats, and then they have like a tractor beam or a laser? Ooh, that'd be cool.
You don't even know if that's real.
What if Atlantis started Amazon?
Where are you even going with this?
I don't know. Maybe that's how they're so advanced in technology. Maybe they actually started Amazon. That would make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Hold on. Follow this for a second. We're on to something here.
No, we're not.
What is Amazon? Not the company. There's a forest, right? But what is giant female warriors called?
Amazonians. Okay, I'm still not tracking as to how that gets back.
Hold on, we're almost there. So Amazonians are part of Greek mythology, correct?
Sure.
What else is part of Greek mythology? Atlantis. It's all connected.
I think you're on too much pain medication.
I think I finally broke Jordan.
I don't think Matt is okay.
It's all connected, guys. Amazon is Atlantis.
That's it, you guys. The newest conspiracy theory.
That would explain why Jeff Bezos is so weird.
That does not explain... Oh my god. I can't.
Okay, so here's other things. So Jeff Bezos wants to go to space, right? Why doesn't he want to go to the bottom of the ocean? Because that's where he was born.
You are literally insane. I'm glad you're having fun. I can't right now.
I just cracked the code. Jeff Bezos is an Atlantean, and he started a company named after someone he remembers as a kid.
Okay. Okay, buddy. Sure.
Anyways, I give your theory a negative Z.
Excellent grading scale, thanks. Theory 4. Methane bubbles. Methane can get trapped under the surface of the Earth below the ocean. If those bubbles pop, it more or less creates an explosion. While we don't see any for sure documented in the Bermuda Triangle, it is a possibility and could definitely take out a ship or a plane if they were in the right area.
So I think this one has the same problems as the waves. Because again, a gas bubble that explodes, unless a huge explosion that goes up 30,000 feet, it's not going to really affect planes.
It could. Because of the air pressure and the change in the air pressure, it could definitely cause a plane to, at the very least, have some major turbulence.
Yeah. Technically, turbulent never really takes down planes, though. At least that's what I heard in The Day After Tomorrow.
Such a good movie.
It really is. For boats, it makes sense. But for planes, not so much.
Yeah. And I don't think... Honestly, out of all the theories, I feel like at the very least this one, I don't feel like it's the most likely, but it's the most plausible, just because at least we know that they exist somewhere else. And it makes sense, at least for me, for the boats, kind of like the waves. It makes sense for the boats. Don't know about the planes, but I'm kind of thinking, what if it a bunch of these combined?
I still think you've got the problem of the height. To get the necessary height to take down a plane, that's going to be visible from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, that's like a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, that'd be bigger than a mushroom cloud, because I don't even think mushroom cloud go that high.
I don't know that much about mushroom clouds, to be honest.
Boats, it could definitely affect. Planes, not so much.
What's my freaking grade on this one?
I will give you an E minus.
Oh, we're sticking with E on this one today.
I don't think it's plausible. It is definitely creative.
Creative. Interesting. Alrighty then. The last theory you might hate me a little bit for. Absolutely nothing happens wrong in the Bermuda Triangle. The amount of traffic and mileage in the Bermuda Triangle is very vast. So what if everything is a coincidence? Ships and planes do go off course. They run out of fuel. They have mechanical failures and crash, never to be seen again. The Bermuda Triangle is 500,000 miles. It is inevitable that accidents will happen just like any other open sea, and this area is extremely well traveled. Exactly what makes the Bermuda Triangle more likely for it to happen there? It doesn't. Statistics say accidents do not happen more often in the Bermuda Triangle at all.
So I kind of touched on this earlier. One, I know that statistic, there's not anything going on here. But there has to be something, or at least some kind of feeling or something. Otherwise, we won't be talking about it right now.
It was originally put out there as the Bermuda Triangle in 1964.
But why, though? There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, you know? Basically, I think it was an author or a scientist realized that a bunch of people went missing in like the same 500,000 square miles and was like, look, this is a thing.
But it's still one of those things, like mythology, there's got to be some kind of grain of truth to it. Otherwise, would we still be talking about? Would we be talking about it at all? Like I said, the statistics aren't going to be fully accurate because there's going to be governments that don't report. There's going to be ships that don't report. Drug smugglers, if they lose a ship there, they're not going to report it to the authorities.
Accurate.
Human smugglers aren't going to report it. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's not going to report losing a ship or going missing or anything like that. So obviously the statistics are going to be skewed a little bit. But again, I think there's got to be something there. And now to the next point, I am super upset that you did not include aliens.
I thought about it. I also thought about including wormholes.
Yeah, the other one. I really like the wormholes theory. I think, honestly, that probably is the most likely one.
It could be. This is really funny. You're going to laugh at me really hard. I didn't want to attempt to explain a wormhole, and I feel like I mentioned aliens and everything.
Aliens could be about everything.
But also aliens are just like a scapegoat.
Yeah, but I like my theory now. Jeff Bezos and the Atlanteans. You watch, that's going to be a new theory out there.
You're going to start it on Reddit, aren't you?
Yeah, I totally am.
I knew it.
Wormholes, I think that's the most plausible explanation. I'm going to deduct points from your theory just because you didn't do aliens.
I feel like I throw aliens on everything, so I didn't want aliens to be again.
But aliens is a good theory for this. It explains why everybody's disappearing and never being seen again.
But over 500,000 square miles? That's a lot.
In the grand scheme of the thing, it's actually really not. Not for based on the total size of the ocean, though.
Yeah, but that's a lot of area to cover.
That's like 1% of the ocean.
Of the ocean, yeah, but it's just a lot of area to cover. What's the motivation?
To mess with us? Honestly, if I was an alien, that's what I would do.
Naturally, that sounds about right for you. The amount of pranks that we've pulled on each other in the office, y'all don't even know.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was an alien. I don't know what's worse than a Z, but that's what this theory is to me. Just because you didn't mention it.
Worse than a Z? Worse than a Z. You're going to have to go to a number scale at that point.
Double Z.
I feel like it's going to be like, never mind, double Z. I'll take it.
Or a negative Z. Negative Z would be lower than Z. So then negative A would be like the very worst.
You're terrible. You're a terrible human being. It wasn't that bad. Good Lord.
I have to create a new grading scale.
Your grading scale is whatever you come up with in your brain at that exact moment in time.
Yeah, good system. Except for I totally forget which ones I actually use.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll go with negative Z. I won't give you a negative A.
I'm purposely going to come up with some of the worst theories next week for whatever I have.
You know, it's going to get confusing if I got to give you a negative A minus.
Is that better than a negative A plus?
Negative A plus would be the very worst.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to have to get this short down now.
It's confusing. You're confusing. So, do you dare go into the waters of the Bermuda Triangle? Legend and myth say the dangerous waters may keep you there never to be seen again. Or maybe you come out on the other side, unscathed. Do you dare enter? Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! ¡Gracias! Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Muah!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.